Man, you guys, you pack out the line so bad, I can't even get on. This is just crazy. Well, hello and welcome to this Monday night conference call. I'm so very grateful that all of you guys are on. You're in an awesome opportunity where you can work from home. You can employ the efforts of people who are better skilled than you are. You can employ the efforts of other people who like to do things that you don't like to do. You can capitalize on markets and market trends. You can capitalize on companies. You can totally leverage your time with the time and effort of other people, both more skilled than you, some less than. That's what we have in network marketing, and it's beautiful, absolutely beautiful. The only bummer about network marketing is it doesn't cost enough to get in, and therefore people's commitment levels usually are the same size as their investment. So let's go to some of these questions, because there is a stack here that is going to take me a year to go through. Okay, we have a question here from a young lady, Ty Jin Lee, actually, who says that she's 20 years old and wants some advice, wants pieces of advice that we could give a 20-year-old who's been in the industry now for 2 years. I'm so proud of you for being in this long. She says that she has brought in a few people through her center of influence, but they tend to fall out pretty quick. And she says, do you recommend working leads to get into an older market, and do I have any tips or advice for her? Okay, this is awesome. Awesome question. Number one, your age is never a factor. I was 19 when I got started, 20 when I started making big money in the industry. Now, that my age didn't have anything to do with my success or lack thereof. When I was failing the first 6 months, it wasn't because I was 20. And when I succeeded in the business, it wasn't because I was 20. The age has absolutely no difference at all. It makes no factor at all. My husband, when he got started in this business, he was 18, and he was recruiting people that were twice his age. He had people following him that were twice his age, twice his educational level, twice his communication level. At 18, growing up in Hawaii, his vocabulary was not real expanded. That's different today. In fact, he blows my mind. But the reality is that it doesn't matter. All that matters is your attitude, your body language, and your authority. If your body language and your attitude says, I'm just 20 and I don't think I have anything to offer anybody, then guess what? You're totally right, and no one will follow you. But if your attitude is, hey, man, I'm 20 years old, I've been in this thing for 2 years, and I'm going to build this sucker, I promise you people are going to follow you. Now, you say, should I work leads? Yes, not just to get into an older market, just to work leads. Let me tell you about the youth, the market that you have right there ready available to your age group. They're hungry, some of them. Just like some of the older market, as she says, to quote her, not because I'm in that market that she's saying older about. Almost old enough to be her mother, that's pretty sad and scary. But anyway, our daughter actually almost this woman's age. The reality is that work leads to work leads, not to try to recruit an older market, because the market that you have of your own age group is plenty good enough. That was the market I started with, and we did just fine. We worked around the clock, man. We were hungry. We just did whatever we had to, and we were teachable. And so if you are talking about a center of influence that people are just partying and drinking and have no focus, well then, hello, yes, you're right, not a good market to pull from, not a good fish, not a good pond to fish from. So the reality is yes, work leads. Expand your center of influence. Don't worry about your age. And as far as tips and advice on how to work with those leads, get on my site, go to DannyJohnson.com, register as a free member, which, Ty, you already are, and there are 30 hours of free conference call training on that site that will give you tips on how to work those leads. It does not matter what your age is. Get that nonsense out of your head, because it's nothing. Here's another one. Here's a lady that says, what would you say, I apologize that I can't pronounce your name, that you're probably not on the call anyway because you weren't probably able to get in. What would you say to a prospect after the business overview call that she was very interested in my company? I asked her on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being not interested at all, 10 being very interested. She said an 8, but she needs to talk with her sister, who she is going to be a business partner with. She says, I just have people tell me that they need to think about this after the presentation call just to make sense to you. I three-way prospects onto a live presentation call. Okay, great question. In fact, most of you, I'm sure, have this question. Now, if you build your business in this fashion where you are three-waying people into a live presentation call, or you're getting people to a live presentation, or however it's way that you're doing this, okay, and you're hearing the response, I need to talk it over with my sister, my spouse, my dog, whatever, and you're getting that response a lot, here's two things I want you to do. One is I want you to look through the list of people that you have talked to, let's say, today. Okay, how many people did you talk to today? In fact, you guys need to write that down. Write it down right now. How many people did I talk to today? That's what you got to ask yourself. And out of the people that you talked to today, how many of them did you bring to a live presentation? How many of those people actually saw the presentation? And out of that number, how many of those signed up either as a customer or to be an independent rep within your company or a distributor, whatever you guys call it, business partner, whatever you call it. Okay? Look at those numbers, and that will tell you what your success rate is in your presentation call. Now, if you have, let's say, you've talked to 100 people, you've sent 100 people to that presentation call, and all 100 said, I need to review this information, I need to think about it, I need to talk to somebody, okay, then there could be a problem. But chances are many of you have not talked to 100 people, haven't sent 100 people to a presentation call, and if you haven't, I highly recommend you do that this week. Not next week, not 3 weeks combined, this week. Talk to 100 people. Just get some leads and work them. Just start talking to people, put them in front of that business presentation. So if you're hearing often that you need to think about it, one thing I will ask you is this. When the presentation call is over, are you asking them what they thought about the call? Are you saying to them, so what do you think? Are you saying to them, or are you continuing to sell them on more information? Are you still trying to convince them to get started in your business opportunity? The reason why most people say, I need to think about it, is because we gave them far too much information to think about. We didn't bring them through the proper process that has their brain say, man, this is simple. Man, I think I could do this. I think it'll work for me. That's the process that the sales presentation should bring them through. And usually the only thing that does that is testimonials about your product or your service or the business opportunity itself. That's what brings people through that psychological process. If all we've done is inundate them with a ton of information, then yes, they need to process it. Yes, they need to think about it. Now, if somebody said to me, I need to talk with my sister, who's going to be my business partner, I say, ma'am, that is a great idea. Tell me about your sister. Get the person talking about their new business partner. Say, you know, when would you like to set up an appointment for us to talk to her? Because there's no way that you could take this information you just heard and give it to her intelligently. And they will say, man, you're right. Now, if they use the sister as an excuse, they will say, no, I'll just talk to her myself. Well, guess what? That person was not a serious prospect, and they were just giving you a lie. They couldn't just tell you, no, I'm not interested. They were lying to you, okay? But if they said, I need my sister to see this because she is going to be my business partner, then that person will absolutely be 100% open to you bringing that information to the sister because that prospect knows there's no way they could do that effectively. Okay? Okay. There you go. Hope that answers your question. I think that was pretty thorough. Alrighty, here's another one. No, never mind. That is a testimonial. Moving on. Oh, this is really good. She says, please talk about responsible sponsorship. This woman says, my sponsor reeled me in and dropped me off at the bank. I received a barrage of emails entitled The Roadmap to Success, a bunch of directions that meant absolutely nothing to me. I asked how she did it and what she did. Sponsors a number of people. She says sponsors tremendous numbers of people. The response was, it's all just numbers. So now I know that I am just a number. That's what this lady is saying. She says, my upline are all pretty people. They're sapphires. If you don't know what that is, go to my website, get the CDs from Raleigh, North Carolina, to understand the different personality types that we talk about. I am reasonably attractive, 52-year-old woman, a bit overweight, pearl sapphire on the phone. We had a great time when we met. When I met the two of my upline, I felt like I had warts and the flu. wanted to drop to the floor. Neither one of them could really look me in the eye. One couldn't even talk with me. I am having a hard time being willing to work hard to generate an income that they will participate in. Man, this is an awesome question. And you know what this shows you? Everything always boils down to personal growth and people skills, which is what I really teach hard through the training seminars and through these conference calls. This is cute. She just said, she wrote me again saying that I have actually resolved this, but I thought it might be useful to you. Everything boils down to people skills. Everything does. And if people feel like they are a number, if that's what they feel like, then they are obviously not going to want to make you money, just like this woman felt like with her upline. Feels like she's a number, felt like she's been just worked through the system. That is why things need to be high-tech and high-touch. That is why you need to focus on the prospect, you need to focus on what their needs are, and help them get what they want. If you help your prospect get what they want, you will always get what you want. Now, if you are the kind of upline that this woman had, you need to be at Creating a Dynasty Seminar in November, November 12th and 13th and 14th, South San Francisco Leadership Training. That is very, very powerful. A lot of leaders do things that stop the growth in their business. That's the reality. Creating a dynasty will stop you from stopping your business from growing. If you are a distributor who feels this way, here's my answer to you. Step up and become the sponsor that you wished you had. Now, that is not a sponsor that does everything for you. That is a sponsor that leads by example and truly cares about the business that they're building. So if you are like the woman who wrote this question, I say you have your own business, you run that business, and don't you dare look up to people who don't have what you want. You can't worry about how much you're going to make them. You have to worry about how much your distributors and you are going to make. You can't ever look at who's earning what off of you, because that is nothing but ego. And that's not ever going to help your business to grow. Not only that, you will duplicate that, because whatever you hand out will come back to you. And so the reality is this. Step up and become the kind of leader that you wished you had. Just step up and do it. And you will find that your excuses will be eliminated, and you will be able to build a very awesome, successful business. Now, obviously, you found this call. You found my site. You found the training seminars. Plug into these things and become better than the examples that you've been working under. And that is awesome. They'll be coming to you going, hey, what are you doing? How did you do it? And that day will come. I've had that happen to me. Okay, here's another question from Marty Hopkins. I'm listening to the story part. She's listening to some CDs that we have. She says, my MLM company's product doesn't lend itself to a story. I'm a rep with a telecommunications company. And we have people use a local unlimited long-distance program and also wireless. We find that few people who will have faithful customers, about 5 to 8. We find other people who want to do the same thing. So basically the question is that how do we build it without product testimonials? And I talked about this in Dallas. The reality is that you do have product testimonials. They're obviously not going to be as emotional as other product testimonials that are out there. You do have service testimonials. I will tell you this. Most people cannot stand their long-distance carrier because of all the problems and hassles that they've had via MCI, AT&T, Pacific Bell. They've had terrible customer service with these large companies. And welcome hearing that they have good, you know, the company that you're working with, if they do, have good customer service and they take care of you and they're faithful and they don't pull any trips on you and they don't tell you later they're going to charge you more money, then those are testimonials that really do matter to the consumer. And so you do have a testimonial, and I highly recommend that you tell those stories. Okay, here's another question from Debbie. And it says, I'm new to network marketing, and I'm trying to figure out how to come to terms with the secretive nature of the business. The group I'm with is called Internet Moms, and we're primarily cold call. We set up appointments and bring our prospects to a live conference call. Ideally, so I'm told, I do not mention my company's name to the prospects in the process of setting the appointments. Since I strive to interact with my leads in a straightforward way, which is how I appreciate being approached myself. I'm having a hard time reconciling this practice. I go back and forth. It's a form of deceit or just anticipating a counteracting basic human nature. Okay, so she doesn't like this approach of secrecy. Debbie, you have your own business. Debbie, run it the way you want to run it. If this kind of deceptive practice, if it feels like it's deceitful to you, then you're obviously not going to be successful using that method. So my encouragement to you is you are an independent business person. You build your business the way you want to build it. There are plenty of people who have gotten people to meetings without deceiving them. Plenty of people, especially getting people on a conference call. I mean, that is not a hard thing to do, is to get people on a conference call. It's harder to get people to a meeting than it is to get them to a conference call. So the reality is that run your business the way you want to. It's your business. You are an independent representative. I understand about being a part of a team. I understand that they give you guidelines to work under. Those are just guidelines. And use them if they work for you. If they don't, use something different. You are an independent business person. I know this. I know that your upline wants you to succeed. And if you have a hard time with their approach, I'm sure that if you find an approach that works for you, they would not object to that. So, unless, of course, they needed to weigh their ego with their bank account, and then, of course, you know, there could be a problem there. So the reality is that you do not have to deceive people to get them to a conference call. You do not have to not tell them your company name to not get them on a conference call. To be honest with you, when I got started, when I was homeless, the company that I had been working with just got slammed by the FTC and the FDA. They had been humiliated publicly on national television by the government, and their name was not a good name for me to be promoting. And so I had a name for my own organization called Total Health. That was the name of my company that I was running my business. And I contracted in this other company, which was a network marketing company. I contracted in that network marketing company to supply me with products and paycheck and customer service. So, Debbie, name your own company. Get yourself a DBA. Run yourself a professional business. Call it whatever you want to call it. And just so happens, you contract in your network marketing company, and you know the company's name. You contract in that company name, and they are your supplier, just like Bill Gates has suppliers for his products, just like Federal Express has suppliers for their products. Same exact model. So the deal is, Debbie, you have your own business. You run it the way you want to run it. To get around this, I had my own company name. And just so happened, and no one knew what the product was until they got it, and guess what? They didn't care. And that was after the FTC and the FDA had shut these guys out. And the people did not care. They were a part of something that was great and something that was being built and something that had great success. That's all they knew. So hopefully that helps a whole bunch of people out there. Okay, here's another one. Never mind. We already answered that one. Sorry, guys. Going through these, and there's a bunch of redundant ones. Here we go. Here's this lady who had another question. She says, I was wondering what you thought was good to write on a business card to make it catch the attention of the person I give it to. Well, Julie, that is an interesting question and a good one. You know, we've had business cards from time to time where you can have a business card that has just a ton of advertising all over it. It can have a successful ad that has worked in lots of different mediums, like it's worked in the newspaper, it's worked on a flyer, it's worked on a voicemail message, whatever it is, whatever catchy little phrase or ad, you can have the entire ad on the backside of your business card. Or you can choose to not go in that direction and just have a very simple business card that has your name, address, telephone number, company name, or whatever. You are the person that's going to stand out to that prospect that has that business card. And you want to make sure that you leave a lasting impression with whoever it is that you are meeting so that when they see that card, they remember who you are. And that's going to happen by forming them, getting that prospect to talk about themselves, finding what their need is, so that when you do call them, it is a pleasure for them to answer the phone, a pleasure for them to talk to you. And so as far as a catchy phrase, look at what your company is already using and using successfully in the form of an ad and put that on there. You know, we've seen forever, you know, part-time, $1,500 a month, full-time, $5,000 a month. You know, things, little ads like that if you wanted to promote your business or if you have a product that the company already has some very successful advertising, put that on the back of the card. Those all work great. They all work really great. Okay, here's another question from Charles. I work my business part-time while holding down a full-time job. Since I am limited in the amount of time I have, how can I best use that time to build my business? Example, should I buy lead lists, attend meetings and mixers, or what? Okay, Charles, this is a good question. The reality is, and I'm just going to put this out there, I'm not saying this is how you feel, Charles, but I know this is how I felt in the beginning. I wanted everything to go much faster than what it was going. I don't know what it was, but I felt like a racehorse that the gun had gone off and my gate hadn't been opened. And so if that's how you're feeling, I just want to tell you that Rome wasn't built in a day, and you eat an elephant one bite at a time. When we have our goal in this business is just to see if it's going to work, I promise you that you're going to have a whole lot of anxiety about how to build your business. But if you're in it for the long haul, you've decided you're going to stick this thing out. You've decided that you're going to build this just as, you know, other CEOs have built huge corporations. If that is your decision, then you go at it the very same way as those successful people have, knowing that you eat an elephant one bite at a time, that Rome wasn't built in a day, that you just take it one step at a time. And so do everything. You want to use multiple venues of exposure. So how do you build your business? Yes, use leads. Yes, attend meetings. Yes, go to mixers. Yes, get involved with organizations like, for example, BNI. It's a Business Network International. Awesome organization where they have network and they have this, you know, breakfast meeting and only one person from each industry is allowed to be present there. I've had my distributors plug into that. Man, their sales went through the roof. $1,500 increase in sales, $5,000 an increase in sales from being like the only person represented from their industry. Let's say that you're a telecom person. Boom, you're the only person from that industry that's allowed in those meetings. They're very, very valuable. Those meetings happen weekly. Chamber of Commerce mixers happen weekly. I recommend getting involved with that stuff. Are you here for the long haul, or are you just here to see if this business is going to work? If you're here for the long haul, then do what other business people do. Do everything. Buy lead lists. Do advertising. Attend meetings. Not only that, make sure that whatever you're doing, your people are doing. Make sure you have people buying lead lists. Make sure you have people attending meetings. Make sure you have people getting involved with business organizations that they can network in. And so absolutely no doubt, Charles, do it all. You're a businessman. You want to run it like that. When making lead list calls, I have been leaving messages using some of the scripting Danny has suggested on other recordings. The prospects are not calling back, and I like to know if I should continue to call them or just next them. I like it. You use my terminology. Okay, well, Charles, the reality is that when you're leaving messages, the majority of the people are not going to call you back. Most of them lost their interest, is one real issue there. You know, they forgot they even answered it. It, depending on the kind of lead list that you're working, by the way, that is a major determining factor. There are some great leads where people do call you back, and there's some other leads where they forgot they even answered an ad wanting to get involved in a home-based business. So, with that, just keep playing around with your message. Why don't you call your house, leave your message on your machine, and see if you would call yourself back. That'll help you figure out whether or not, if there is a problem as to why people are not calling you back. Check out your tone. Check out, see if you sound like a salesperson. See if you just sound friendly. See if you sound too friendly. Are you with me? Call your phone. Leave yourself the same exact message that you're leaving on the prospect's phone and see what it sounds like to you. And then the last part of the question was, should I just next them? You know what? You should be working so many leads that you do not have time to worry about the ones who have not called you back. If they're hungry, they're going to call you back. If they're serious, they're going to call you back. And or invest into some more higher quality leads that have really been pre-screened. And they're not people that just are looking for a handout, but they're looking for a hand up. Okay, here's a question from Miranda Watson. He says, I have a full-time job. I currently receive 110 leads per month, which is costing me $199. That gives me about 6 leads per day, with some of the follow-up on each day as well. How can I get so many leads per day that I couldn't possibly get back to them all without spending a fortune? I have only 5 months until my job ends because I have, having a third child. So she needs that $200 for something else. Okay, so great question. 110 leads per month is a very low amount of leads. 6 leads per day is a very low amount of leads. So there's more than one way to skin this cat. Miranda, I don't know if you are prospecting while you're out and about, but that is another way. That is a free way to generate leads, is by you generating the leads yourself, by meeting people, forming people. And Miranda, I'm assuming you've gone to my site, you've listened to those calls, and you know how to build a rapport with people, or you need to get the CDs from North Carolina that really step-by-step walk you through all of that stuff. And there's a couple singles that are now available that go through it also. But the reality is that if you cannot afford more leads, and that's what I'm reading out of this, is that you're saying, you know, how do I generate far more leads without spending a fortune? It takes money to make money. That's the honest truth right there. Is that it takes money to make money. And so if you don't want to spend a fortune, then you need to be out prospecting yourself. Put yourself in places where you're going to meet people, at the park, with the kids there, you know, in the school. I already said a whole bunch of other ways. Get involved with some networking organizations so that you can find ways to meet people. Or if you don't like that route and you don't want to leave your house, then you need to purchase more leads. So it depends on what kind of success rate you're getting with the leads that you're working. If you're getting a good success rate with the leads that you're working with, 110, then multiply it out and see how much more success that you want to have. So then you know that you're making the money back. With 110 leads, how many people are you signing up? You know, the reality is that it would take one to make back the $199 investment, I would hope. It depends on the business that you're in. It depends on what level you're signing people up. But for my opportunity, or opportunities I've worked in the past, you know, if you sponsor one person, that the leads paid for themselves. Everything else is gravy after that. And so that's kind of how you want to work it. You want to use also your retail dollars for more advertising. So check your numbers out, Miranda. Check out 110 leads, how many customers you're getting out of that, how many distributors you're getting out of that. Do the ratio of how much money you spent on the leads, how much you made, and then just multiply it out, and you'll begin to see things grow, because it's called a business expense. The reality is this. If a farmer eats or sells his entire crop of corn, he has nothing to put in the ground the next spring, which means he will not have another crop. So if you want it to go faster, you're going to have to go through more leads. That's the reality. Okay. Let me go here. This woman, no, sorry, Robert, says, I've had experiences with several customers who stopped taking the products because of negative interactions or because of the medications that they were taking. Hopefully I can find someone who can go into more detail about this. Okay. That obviously is a question directly for your company. I don't know what product you have, nor do I need to know what product it is that you're working. But that's part of it. I don't care what product you are using, there is going to be a certain amount of people that are going to have contradictions with the product. That's part of it. When you say several, well, if all you have is 10 customers, you know, and you've had 3 of them have, you know, medical problems, well, then you know 3 out of 10 are going to have medical problems. Go get yourself 10 more. You're going to keep 7 of them that don't have medical issues with your product. So when you only have a couple customers and you lose those customers because of the medical thing, it seems like a really big deal. Robert, my encouragement to you is this. Go get a whole mess of those customers. It's the same thing with returns. It's the way it is. Come on, you guys know this. You know the infomercials are on TV. They know that a certain amount of people are going to return the product. That is factored into the business model and still will make a profit. And it's the same with the product that he's talking about. They factor that in. They know that a certain amount of people are going to have, you know, contradictions to the product because of medical problems. That's factored into it. If you are making sure you're building this thing and you're going all out for it, then you just know a certain percentage, that's the way it's going to work. That's all. It's not that difficult. Okay. Let me see if I have one more I can do, and I'm going to open up the lines. Okay. Miranda had a second question in here. She's, like, working it. She said that she would like to see what a 30 to 60 second presentation about the company that we do. Like, for example, when you guys have watched or heard me work the lead list and I go through a 30 or 60 second presentation on my company, then what is that all about? She says, I make the prospecting calls just fine. They're a hair's breadth away from signing up. Then I lose them when I do the company presentation. Obviously, something's not right. Miranda, you might want to schedule a coaching appointment if you want to get some one-on-one on this, because that's a very specific thing. I would need to hear what you're doing, and I could totally help you figure out a more efficient way to give that presentation, that 30 to 60 second presentation. But basically what you're going to go through are just the highlights of your company. You're going to go through the highlights of, you know, the name of our company is this, we've been in business this long, this is how much sales that we're generating, we are debt-free, whatever it is that their little credentials are, done in bankruptcy trading, you know, whatever it is, whatever their highlights are about the company, you want to point out their stability in the form of their sales or if they're debt-free. You want to talk about the industry that they're in, whatever that is, if it's nutritional or the legal industry, or they're the telecommunications industry, or they're in the candle industry, or whatever it is, whatever, the pampered chef industry, whatever it is that they have. You want to talk about how large that industry is, okay? So meaning the cooking industry, you know, that's a multi-billion dollar industry, or whatever it is that I'm sure your company has in their presentation. But you just want to pull the bullet point highlighted sections of the presentation, and that's about it. So, Miranda, if you're losing them during that time, if you're losing them in the middle of the 30 to 60 second presentation time, then I recommend that you that we do a coaching call or get to First Steps in June out in Florida. Okay. And that one we've already done. Okay. I'm done. Yes, I'm done. Okay, let's do this. I'm going to open up the lines to see if you guys have any other questions. And as long as the lines aren't too crazy, we'll go ahead and answer them all. Okay, so hold on 1 second. And by the way, if you have any background noise in your house, TV, Nintendo, kids are screaming, toilets are flushing, washing machine is going, lawnmower outside, husband watching TV, *6, your line right now. You want to press *6, and that'll black out all of your background noise. If you do have a question, you need to be in a quiet place so we're not hearing a bunch of background noise. And please don't talk to other people while we're trying to address these questions. Okay, I'm going to unmute the lines and we're going to go live. Okay, we are live. Who's got a question for me? Just state your name and where you're calling from.
I'm Hitch in Oak Ridge, Tennessee.
Hi, Hitch. How are you?
Hey, great. I bought your CDs and I'm telling you they're awesome.
Thank you.
Really enjoyed them.
Thank you.
And they were very helpful. They've been very helpful. The question I have is very simple. If you have an upline that basically, you may have answered this question pretty much, but there's been some people that have came from other companies where the company went out of business. They kind of burn out the warm market. So they've got to recreate the warm market by doing what you said. But their upline, and there's other groups within our company, our organization, that work leads, but they just refuse to work leads to help you.
What do you mean by that?
Well, what I mean by that is they want you to strictly work warm market only.
Oh. So the upline is saying they only want you working warm market.
And they tell you that if you don't just do warm market, you're not following the system.
Okay.
But, and to me, recruiting is being diversified in the components that you brought out.
Absolutely. No doubt about it, Hitch. This is a great question. You know, and I'm probably going to make a few uplines mad. But if your upline truly wants you to succeed, they're going to want you to do whatever it takes for you to succeed. And that is, and I believe that's their true heart of hearts. And most of your uplines, I will tell you this, they really do want the best for you, and they're only telling you from their own personal experience what they believe to work the best. And maybe their experience says warm market is the best, okay? And in some situations, I have to tell you, Hitch, that majority of my business was built on other people's warm market, not just my own, but other people's. And so me prospecting while I'm out and about, you know, bringing my car to the shop, grocery shopping, whatever it is, wherever I'd be bouncing around meeting people, I would meet somebody and I would drive their entire center of influence and build them a big fat paycheck. Well, your upline, I believe, means well. They do. And all they're doing is disseminating information that was disseminated to them. Do you understand? duplication.
Well, I really do, because a lot of times you find upline people that are upline, they've never had any stains on in their life. You know, a lot of the people are not, in my opinion, some of the uplines are in some cases, and I don't, no disrespect to any upline people here, but they're a little arrogant in the respect they have a great circle of influence.
Yes.
And if you don't, they look down on
you. I know.
You know, I can talk to anybody, and I've had some people that come tell me, say, Jeff, I'll work this business, but I'm not doing friends and family, but I'll do anything else you say.
Right, right. Okay, well, this is your business. That's my answer.
Okay.
This is your business.
Okay.
You run your business how you are going to run that business. Now, I'm not saying don't pay attention to your upline. I'm not saying don't go to the trainings. I'm not saying any of that. I'm saying that there's more than one way to skin a cat. They are giving you advice that they believe is the best way to help you. What I'm telling you is that if all of our businesses only depended on each one of our own center of influences, some of us would be in a whole lot of trouble.
I want to say just in closing about you.
I recommend anybody get this
CD series of yours, because it is a foundation course. The $97 is worth it. You can't teach everybody the things that they need taught, the basic foundations of how to do this business. So it's worth the money. It's like you say, you've got to get the education, and I would recommend everybody, jump on the CD.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for saying that, and I hope I answered your question thoroughly, and that you feel like you got some help. Okay, who's another person out there who's got a question or a comment they'd like to make?
Marty from Kansas.
Hi, Marty. What can I do for you?
Hi. Well, we were at your seminar in Dallas, which we just thought was marvelous.
Thank you.
And,
I think I know who you are. I think you're you're about 5'10" and your husband's about 6'5".
Yeah.
I know who you are. What can I do for you tonight?
Okay, well, I bought your tapes that he was just talking about, and they are wonderful. But I typed up a script, to talk about, when I cold call.
Uh-huh.
And then I know that after you say hi, how's it going, that part there. And then when you want to say...
I'll go ahead. It's going to lock automatically, right?
Okay. No. When you say, just off me. What can I do for you?
Uh-huh.
After you finish that, what can I do for you?
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm having a problem because I know I'm supposed to talk about the form, family, occupation, da-da-da-da-da. I can't get it in because people are saying, well, I don't know. What is it that you have?
Oh, that's so perfect. Okay, are you ready, honey? Here's your bridge. You're just missing the bridge, that's all. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Here's the bridge. This is what you're going to say. Okay, so after you say, what can I do for you? And then they say, can I get some more information? This is what you say. You say, do you have a piece of paper and a pen? To save us both time, this is what I say, to save us both time, I just need to ask you a few questions to figure out which information to direct you to.
Oh, yeah. Well, I did see that part, but I thought that was after we talked about the family.
No.
Oh.
No. No.
Okay.
Now, sometimes you can click.
If they say, I don't know, what is it that you do?
You say, okay, what?
That's the bridge.
That's the bridge. Do you have a piece of paper and a pen?
Yep. Right.
Yeah, you take control. You take back control of the conversation, and you start asking them questions again.
Right.
Yeah. And see, sometimes, Marty, when you first get on the phone with some people, you can just hit it off with them. You know how just some people are that way?
Right.
Where you just click, the chemistry is there, and you can form them right away.
Uh-huh.
You know? Sometimes it goes that way. But most of the time, people are going to say, well, I don't know, what do you do or what do you have or whatever? And then you say, okay, great. Do you have a piece of paper and a pen? They say, yes. You say, great, to save us both time, I just need to ask you a few questions to figure out which information to direct you to.
Okay, got it.
Okay. Let me know how it goes, Marty.
I'm remembering that part.
Okay. All right, anybody else with a question or comment real quick?
Yes.
Sharon Houston.
Uh-oh, there were two of them. It was a yes, and she forgot her name.
Sandy from Michigan.
Who was that from Michigan?
Sandy.
Hi. What can I do for you?
It's Sandy Krakowski.
Well, hello.
Hi, Danny. I just have a quick question. Listen, sometimes when you give people the presentation, they're very interested and they want to know the bottom line, how much they're going to cost me. And I have no problem with asking them, do you want a J-O-B or are you trying to start a business?
Mm-hmm.
but some people, you know, when they say, well, you know, that's an awful lot of money and I'm going to have to get back with you. I mean, typically that just goes in my no file and I go on.
Yeah, me too.
But do you pursue them at all?
Nope. No.
One thing I do want to say today, just how effective your script is, I had a guy after about 15 seconds, I realized this wasn't for him, and I said to him, you know, I really don't think this is going to work out well, and I just wish you well and what God, you know, would bless you with. And he said, well, what are you doing?
Yep.
A multi-million-dollar business, and I really, honestly, I don't have much time right now. Well, tell me about it.
Yep. It works, Sandy.
Don't hesitate to tell people that, you know, I'm just telling everybody, don't hesitate to tell them I don't think this will work for you.
Yeah, because one of two things happen. One is, yay, you get off the phone with someone that you're never, ever going to convert to seeing the opportunity, or two, they wind up going, wait a minute. You know, and then now they're ready to listen.
Yeah, and for us vivacious females, you know, it works real hard. It's good to play hard to get.
We
are hard to get. And for you to get into my organization, it's going to be hard.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love it. Sandy, thanks for that comment and that question.
God bless you.
Awesome. There was a question or a comment.
Cherry, I have a question.
Oh, wait a minute. There was a woman from Texas?
Cherry.
Okay, and then who was the guy that spoke out?
Fred from New York.
Fred, I want you to just hold on. You're next. Terry, go for it.
It's Sherry from Texas.
Oh, Sherry. I'm sorry, sweetheart.
Hey, I was at your conference in Dallas and just wanted to give a brief testimony about it and let you know what happened.
Yeah, go.
When I got back, I implemented several of the strategies that you had talked about. One in particular was building the fire up.
Uh-huh.
I came in and I started at the bottom of my downline and worked my way up and got two people who were not on auto ship to sign up on auto ship. and also, in the last week, I have personally enrolled three people.
Awesome.
With a direct result. But then I also have, all the folks that were there from Kieran Murray, Sue Seward,
uh-huh. Awesome group of people.
All enrolled to come see you in Florida.
Wow.
As well as we're bringing more, but I wanted to give you a little helpful tip. What we do, so we don't pack out so many of your lines and maybe a recommendation for other folks until you get that straightened out, we set up a conference call line, and we all call in on a conference call line and then just one call three-way into your line.
Awesome.
So all of those guys are on the line wanting to tell you hi.
Okay, I want to hear it.
Guys, y'all tell Danny hi. Okay, now they're making me look bad.
Hey, Danny.
Hey.
Kieran. Karen, Peppy, Judy, they may have muted themselves out. Sue Seward, we're all here.
Awesome. You guys are awesome. I can't wait to see you guys in Florida. Hey, before I close this call out, I want to give you guys specifically, I wanted to give some strategy to. And there's a few other groups that are on the line right now that are just really pushing for the June event in Tampa, Florida. I want to give you guys a strategy on how you can really, really take fully advantage over the next 6 weeks to make that a big success. Because I know that your group has a goal of 50 people.
We're going to have more, though. We've already got about that many signed up.
What? You guys are studs.
We're rocking, man.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Okay, honey, we need a bigger room again. Wow. Okay, well, awesome. Then let's talk about, you know, really making those numbers grow and building those paychecks up. That's what I want to see. I want to see everyone's check just go through the roof. And you guys become the examples for everyone else to follow. Okay, Fred in New York. Thanks so much, Sherry, by the way. Fred in New York, what was your question?
Yeah, I had a question. If you can give me a little clarity on the principle of taking it away, because sometimes when I take it away, I'm kind of like somewhat hesitant because I sense interest on the person, so I'm not quite sure how much to take it away or how much if I see interest to offer more information. Or say, this is the CD, and if you're open to information, and they may say, yeah, after they gave me a little rejection.
Okay.
Can you give a little more clarity on that?
Yeah, you betcha. And I want some strawberry shortcake also, whoever was serving. Okay. Fred, that's a really good question, and my answer is this. You need to, once you start, and I don't know how much experience you have in working leads or talking to people, but when you've done it as much as I have and as much as some of these other people on the phone has, where we've just burned through hundreds and thousands of people, you start to learn what the language of a yes is and what the language of a no is. It's really simple, and you really can pick it up, like what Sandy Krakowski just said, 15 seconds, you can figure it out. And so if they are a yes, and you just, and let's say that they're negative, okay, that's always a given. Get off the phone as soon as you can. Get off the phone. If you got someone going, you know, I just don't know. There's so many of those deals out there, and I got screwed over, and is this Amway? Goodbye. Next. That is the language of a no, okay? Then you can have the language of a no, of a yes who's just in a bad mood or wants to play around with you. When you take it away from that person, they're going to do what happened to Sandy today where the guy's, wait a minute. For example, I've done this so many times, it's hilarious, where, I'll get on the phone with a guy or a gal and they're just, you know, in one of those, you know, what is that word? You know, they're full of vinegar. Henry. yeah, that's the word. They're ornery. Well, if they're ornery, then you take it away from someone who's being ornery with you, and they're going to get real interested real fast, or they're going to call you back. And so if it's a yes, I promise you that if you wind up taking it away from that person, and I don't take it away from everybody. I take it away from the jerks. That's when I say, you know what? I don't think this is really going to work for the two of us. And when they start backtracking, I'll say, you know, here's the deal. Go to the conference call, listen to it, depending on your response, we'll determine whether or not we're going to work together. The reality is I'm looking for a long-term relationship here. There's a lot of work on my part to helping someone succeed in a home-based business. And so the reality is this. Check it out. Let me know what you think. We'll go from there. And when they start backtracking, they're like, okay, whoa, what's next? What do I have to do? Then they were a true yes. If they weren't, they were a no, and you didn't lose anything. So don't be afraid if they're a jerk to take it away. Don't even be afraid to do that. Period, end of story. You have to decide if you were Bill Gates, would you work with the guy? That's what you gotta decide. You're looking for people to treat you right. Okay, now here's a strategy for the rest of you, Fred. I hope I gave you a little bit of clarity on that. Here's for all of you. I know that there's a guy, Nick Trzitsky, who came to the seminar in Sacramento. His goal right now is to bring 7 people to Florida. I know there's many of you on this call who have goals to bring people to Florida because you've seen what's happened when you brought a couple. You bring a couple, the check raises a little bit. You bring a lot, your check is going to double, quadruple, and things like that are going to happen. And that's the reality. That's the bottom line. Now, for those of you like Sherry that was talking, that Kieran Murphy group that is awesome, Sue Seward, I'm so excited about meeting your people, working with your groups. It's going to be a blast. Here's what you need to focus on between now and then. It needs to focus on brand new people. And you go back to your people, and this is what you say. This 50, for example. You guys go to that 50, which I know I'm going to be doing a conference call with you. You go to those 50, and I'm actually, you guys, be checking your emails because I'm going to be sending out a message on that'll be a live message on your email that you'll click on a little headphone thing, and I'll be talking to you. But you go to those people, and you assume they're going. That's it. Period. End of story. They're going. Otherwise, their career is going to be hung on the shelf. It's that simple. If they don't go, they're not going to grow their business. It's that is the reality. So you tell these people, not only are you going, but you're going to bring how many people with you? Because you're not going to go to this training seminar by yourself. Because the reality is this, it's duplication time. If you want multiplication in your income, it's time to start duplicating professional networkers. And so the reality is, no matter where your level of expertise is, you want them duplicating a millionaire. Doesn't that seem to make sense? If you want your people to surpass you, then while you're learning from someone who has surpassed your level of success, they are also learning at the very same time. And some of them may go faster than you, which is a dream. Pray for that. Pray that God blesses you with people that can outrun you, that can do better than you, that can hit all those charts and just slam dunk your business. That's what you're looking for, people that can do it better than you. So go to your people and say, not only are you going, but how many people are you going to bring with you? Let's get it together. What's your plan of action? Let's go to work. And everyone's entire focus and your entire sales force needs to be brand new people to Tampa, Florida, June 12th and 13th. It is going to be like a reunion. It is going to be a life-altering experience for the entire sales force. there's going to be significant breakthrough that's going to happen. Just like with the other company that just had 50 people in Dallas. There was a company that had 50 people there in Dallas. They've had insane breakthrough in their business. They're just totally going berserk all over the country right now from that. And their company president's overseas right now. He's like, what's going on? So anyway, guys, we're gonna rock it there in June. It is going to be awesome, no doubt about it, and we're going to have outrageous testimonials coming from that. So this time next week, next Monday, we will have another conference call just like this one. I would love it if you guys would email me any suggestions of topics that you would like to see us cover that we haven't covered yet. I would love to do that for you. And any of you that have good size sales forces, want a private conference call our office to schedule something like that. That number is 209-463-5210. And again, you can go to the site, DannyJohnson.com, to download all of that free information. Get the CDs that Marty and Hitch that they were talking about. We've had people raise their incomes dramatically just from listening to the CDs themselves, just from going to the website, actually, and listening to the calls that are on there. Other than that, you guys, God bless you. Have an awesome week. I pray that you prosper greatly, that you make major breakthrough in your business, that people come to your business that you never would expect otherwise, and that you just become awesome professional networkers. God bless you, and we'll talk to you guys next Monday night. Bye.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Hello. Man, you guys, you pack out the line so bad, I can't even get on. This is just crazy. Well, hello and welcome to this Monday night conference call. Hello. Man, you guys, you pack out the line so bad, I can't even get on. This is just crazy. Well, hello and welcome to this Monday night conference call. Hello. Man, you guys, you pack out the line so bad, I can't even get on. This is just crazy. Well, hello and welcome to this Monday night conference call. Hello. Man, you guys, you pack out the line so bad, I can't even get on. This is just crazy. Well, hello and welcome to this Monday night conference call. Hello. Man, you guys, you pack out the line so bad, I can't even get on. This is just crazy. Well, hello and welcome to this Monday night conference call. Hello. Man, you guys, you pack out the line so bad, I can't even get on. This is just crazy. Well, hello and welcome to this Monday night conference call. Hello. Man, you guys, you pack out the line so bad, I can't even get on. This is just crazy. Well, hello and welcome to this Monday night conference call. Hello. Man, you guys, you pack out the line so bad, I can't even get on. This is just crazy. Well, hello and welcome to this Monday night conference call. Hello. Man, you guys, you pack out the line so bad, I can't even get on. This is just crazy. Well, hello and welcome to this Monday night conference call. Hello. Man, you guys, you pack out the line so bad, I can't even get on. This is just crazy. Well, hello and welcome to this Monday night conference call. Hello. Man, you guys, you pack out the line so bad, I can't even get on. This is just crazy. Well, hello and welcome to this Monday night conference call. Hello. Man, you guys, you pack out the line so bad, I can't even get on. This is just crazy. Well, hello and welcome to this Monday night conference call. Hello. Man, you guys, you pack out the line so bad, I can't even get on. This is just crazy. Well, hello and welcome to this Monday night conference call. Hello. Man, you guys, you pack out the line so bad, I can't even get on. This is just crazy. Well, hello and welcome to this Monday night conference call. Hello. Man, you guys, you pack out the line so bad, I can't even get on. This is just crazy. Well, hello and welcome to this Monday night conference call. Hello. Man, you guys, you pack out the line so bad, I can't even get on. This is just crazy. Well, hello and welcome to this Monday night conference call. Hello. Man, you guys, you pack out the line so bad, I can't even get on. This is just crazy. Well, hello and welcome to this Monday night conference call. I'm so... Hello? Man, you guys, you pack out the line so bad, I can't even get on. This is just crazy. Well, hello and welcome to this Monday night conference call. I'm so... Hello? Man, you guys, you pack out the line so bad, I can't even get on. This is just crazy. Well, hello and welcome to this Monday night conference call. I'm so... Hello? Man, you guys, you pack out the line so bad, I can't even get on. This is just crazy. Well, hello and welcome to this Monday night conference call. I'm so... Hello? Man, you guys, you pack out the line so bad, I can't even get on. This is just crazy. Well, hello and welcome to this Monday night conference call. I'm so... Hello? Man, you guys, you pack out the line so bad, I can't even get on. This is just crazy. Well, hello and welcome to this Monday night conference call. I'm so... Hello? Man, you guys, you pack out the line so bad, I can't even get on. This is just crazy. Well, hello and welcome to this Monday night conference call. I'm so... Hello? Man, you guys, you pack out the line so bad, I can't even get on. This is just crazy. Well, hello and welcome to this Monday night conference call. I'm so... Hello? Man, you guys, you pack out the line so bad, I can't even get on. This is just crazy. Well, hello and welcome to this Monday night conference call. I'm so... Hello? Man, you guys, you pack out the line so bad, I can't even get on. This is just crazy. Well, hello and welcome to this Monday night conference call. I'm so... Hello? Man, you guys, you pack out the line so bad, I can't even get on. This is just crazy. Well, hello and welcome to this Monday night conference call. I'm so... Hello? Man, you guys, you pack out the line so bad, I can't even get on. This is just crazy. Well, hello and welcome to this Monday night conference call. I'm so... Hello? Man, you guys, you pack out the line so bad, I can't even get on. This is just crazy. Well, hello and welcome to this Monday night conference call. I'm so... Hello? Man, you guys, you pack out the line so bad, I can't even get on. This is just crazy. Well, hello and welcome to this Monday night conference call. I'm so... Hello? Man, you guys, you pack out the line so bad, I can't even get on. This is just crazy. Well, hello and welcome to this Monday night conference call. I'm so... Hello? Man, you guys, you pack out the line so bad, I can't even get on. This is just crazy. Well, hello and welcome to this Monday night conference call. I'm so... Hello? Man, you guys, you pack out the line so bad, I can't even get on. This is just crazy.